Good morning, I'm Phil, and welcome to Bradford Bapp here on BCB 106.6 FM, warming you up for this Tuesday morning. Walking on sunshine, not the best choice for this morning, but hey, forget the rain, enjoy a great hour of music.
From the heart of Bradford, this is BCB 106.6 FM.
But it's only appropriate we start with the sound effect of rain, as it's awful out there. Hope you're taking care if you're travelling around today. This is Take That from their brilliant Progress album. This is called SOS for you fans of Morse code. I'm sure you'll find plenty to enjoy in this record. Good morning, it's Bradford Bat Breakfast on BCB. Get your requests in Twitter, email coming soon. Bob Hardy, Alex Kapanos, Nick McCarthy and Paul Thompson make up Franz Ferdinand, who stormed onto the scene back in 2004 with hits such as Take Me Out, Matinee and Michael, before returning in 2005 and 2009 with two other huge albums. Now this week they're releasing their first major release in 4 years, just ahead of their fourth album, and we're excited to announce that we're able to speak to bassist Bob Hardy from the band all about their new material. Fantastic. So you studied at Bradford College and then at the Glasgow School of Art, obviously. Do you still keep up with your painting? That's big for you.
Yeah, I do.
Well, Dan Wotton is a showbiz correspondent, but also an expert in how to get the most out of social network Twitter. I spoke to him last week and started by asking him what his big tips were for bands wanting to make a success of Twitter.
Well, I think the big thing that they...
What was that act called? Upswing?
Red Shoes by Upswing, which was a gorgeous, elegant, acrobatic dance performed on giant poles.
Have you seen them?
I didn't, unfortunately. I missed them, but it sounds like it's been really popular on that one, sort of retelling the world of Hans Christian Andersen fairy tales, which was sort of an interesting take on that one. Obviously, we're looking out at the moment on City Park. One of the street theatre events is happening in front of us, one that you've been trying to grab a picture of for a while.
That's
the Imaginary Friends, isn't it? I mean, it's hard to describe what they're doing at the moment, but sort of like sort of life-size puppets.
You saw something that I thought was going to be an 18, but isn't. It's a 15. It's Kick-Ass 2.
Yes, the original film, I think, came out 3 years ago, based on the comic, of which this one is also based on, which sees Kick-Ass, the superhero, from just an ordinary person in the street, joining up once more with Hit Girl to face off against a villain who I can't mention the name of. He was called Red Mist in the first one. And they get together with a gang of new superheroes led by Captain Stars and Stripes, played by Jim Carrey, whilst Hit Girl obviously goes to school and faces sort of the teenage trials that you do at that age. It sort of half plays as a comic book film, sort of then like Mean Girls with Attitude. And it's never going to be as good as the original, because the original was quite fresh. It does feel the first 10 minutes is like exposition central, where everything any character says is trying to sum up the first film. And there's so many sort of mentions of Nicolas Cage's character sort of like looming over his costume in a case. It's like, okay, let's move on. It definitely has its moments. It's very funny. The scenes are very good. But there's some real cringeworthy moments. There's a bit with Hit Girl and a Union J music video. I'm not making this up. That I'm sort of squirming in my seat. It's really awkward. The teen drama bits don't really work. It's okay. It's a 6 out of 10. It's nowhere near as good as the first one, but still a real laugh. But I think a lot of people have come out with positive reactions, but I felt it didn't live up to the first one. Jim Carrey's really good, and unlike things like Iron Man 3 and Star Trek Into Darkness, which of course isn't quite a comic book film, but they're not afraid to kill people.
Hello, I'm Phil.
And I'm Ant.
And on today's show, how much damage could I possibly do with a blow-up mattress?
Forget cancer, it's a cure for kebab breath.
And cheese sandwich causes chaos in prison. With all the best funny news stories around, it's time for Paper Cuts here on BCB 106.6 FM.
And that is it for this week's show. That's hopefully tickled your funny bones lunchtime. We'll be back next Wednesday with more funny news, but we also deliver you breakfast on a morning, don't we, Ant?
We do, from 8 till 9 a.m. on a Monday and Tuesday morning.
So tune in for Bradford Bat then. Thank you for listening. I've been Phil.
And I've been Ant.
And we're going to be ending here with The Wanted and their brand new single, We Own the Night. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Don't forget to check out our website, papercutsradio.co.uk.